I don't know who did it, but like some parts of the Great Wall, but they cemented it, and then they were like, "Whoa, what are you doing?"
That sounds like China,
because they like basically destroyed like a heritage. Like,
yeah.
It's like the woman who like painted the Jesus,
monkey
Jesus, yeah,
with like shark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to my painting?
Painting.
That's what.
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia!
Wasn't it also?
That's what the painter said. I don't know what he sounds like.
That was
Welcome to Why Did We Watch This? I am your mini episode host, Lee Delianti.
I'm Brendan Drischler.
And I'm Chris Ravel.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with our pre-Christmas movie, Toys.
Toys.
With Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
But before then, we're going to talk to you about basically some nonsense for 30 to 45 minutes at the most.
But
before we get to that
before
nonsense.
Before we get to some nonsense, let's hear about the drinks we're going to have for Toys.
Okay. Yeah. So for Toys, we have a drink called Fight Fire with Marshmallows, which is going to be elderflower liqueur dyed green, absolute apple dyed blue, and miniature marshmallows on top. And it's going to look like the poster for Toys, which has like the green, it's like that Microsoft like Windows 95 background.
Yep.
With like the rolling green grass, like the blue skies and the clouds.
Yeah, it does.
Which is very much the world of Toys. Like, that's pretty much the only exterior set you'll see is that.
Yep.
And it's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's striking.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I would use.
So the drink will reflect that, and it's going to be a lot of interesting mixes of flavors, and we hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might as well also mention, because I saw this like recipe on Facebook, one of those annoying recipe videos where they make everything look so easy and stupid.
Right.
And I've wanted to try it ever since, but we're going to be making unicorn ice cream.
And we're going
to
see how we can fuck it up.
Yeah. I guarantee you I'll find every way I can.
Look, it's going to be delicious, and it looks like when you do it correctly, it comes out like a colorful mess.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what this movie is.
I needed the right movie. I needed like a kind of rainbowy like happy movie, and Toys is that movie. And I'm honestly like I'm excited to do Toys. We've watched it before.
Mm-hmm.
We should maybe preface that as saying like we've done this before.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do things for the podcast. I'm happy to. I am looking forward to it. I have a lot of positive memories of Toys.
It'll be nice to see again and think about. It's been a long time since I've watched.
Definitely it flawed.
Yeah, definitely.
But I like it. What can I say?
Anyhow.
But yeah, so this week, rather than have like a, this is kind of a different topic rather than like a genre, we've been taking on these genres lately, but it's too early to talk about holiday movies. So instead, I kind of want to do an episode about just in general, like how like your watching habits for both like TV and movies. So like basically like how you watch film,
how
you watch
I wrote an essay on that in college.
Yeah,
entitled,
I wrote yeah,
How You Watch
How
Film.
You Watch.
How
hey,
you,
professor, How You Watch
How
film.
You Media.
Yeah. So, and, like, the kind of things I'm going to discuss to briefly go over is, like, do you, like, have you ever watched, have you ever stopped watching something and been like, I don't need to see how this ends? Have you ever walked out of a movie theater?
Mm.
What kind of things make you do that? And so forth and so forth.
All right.
So, yeah, like, let's start with the movie theater thing. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever walked out of a movie theater? And
I don't think so.
I have not.
The only time I've left a movie before it was done. No, that's not true. The only time I left a theater. Yeah, the only time I left a theater before it was done is my uncle, when I was really young, took me to see a movie that was way too scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Yeah. I was really horrified by how 80s it was. And then I was, or I guess early 90s, but then I was whisked out of there, and I think we watched like a horse racing movie or something in like another theater.
What movie was it?
I can't remember the title to save my life, but I know it was very horse-centric.
Well.
Horse-centric.
Seabiscuit.
Maybe.
We're terrified by Seabiscuit.
But really, that's far
too late.
I know.
I was imagining Chris is like a 19-year-old being traumatized by this movie, and he's like, to Seabiscuit! Toby Maguire, save us!
Yeah, you know, I love a weird man boy.
Yeah, I don't think, like, honestly, I can't think of anything that would ever make me leave a movie theater.
I was actually thinking about that, because I was like, I haven't done it yet.
How would I get in myself into a theater and be like, I've made a terrible mistake?
Well, so if I saw a movie that I just felt too uncomfortable and wanted to leave, I could see myself doing that.
Yeah,
see,
but how,
I feel like I do enough research on
it. Yeah, wouldn't
beforehand.
You have an idea?
Like,
yes, but I don't know. If I think it's possible. I just think it's unlikely.
Yeah. See, and I've seen people talk about movies.
Improbable. About
before, perhaps. I've been like to movies where I'm like, this is incredibly dumb. Like, I don't know why I'm watching this, but I've still never left. Well, although I can honestly say the one time that I recall that I would have left a movie, but I did not because we were with a bunch of other people was Man of Steel. I was seriously considering, like, if it was not, like, us and, like, what, like, five other people,
yeah.
I would have probably left Man of Steel.
I think I really nearly bad. Fell asleep in Jurassic World.
Okay, yeah, so I'm interested also, have you guys fallen asleep during a movie ever?
Yes.
No.
No?
Only nearly in Jurassic World, I was like, I am so bored.
That's fair.
Like, I've never fallen asleep. I don't think I could. I can't fall asleep on planes. I feel like it's,
yeah,
really, like, it's your mileage of, like, how do you... When I'm in that situation, when there's, like, things happening in front
yeah.
of me on a scale like that, I can't
fall asleep. I can't fall asleep in moving vehicles, just generally speaking, unless
mm-hmm.
I take something. But, no, I did fall asleep one time in a movie theater, and it was seeing... What was that Matt Damon movie about, like, the creation of the CIA? Or I
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I think it was
sure.
called Good Shepherd, I think it was called.
Okay.
And I completely passed out.
Yeah.
I was just, like, it was a very slow movie, and I was tired, so I just went, like... Meow.
I did
fall asleep, yeah.
during Peter Jackson's King Kong. Because it was fucking 3 hours long. And it was after
it was after
they had left that goddamn island. And then I remember waking up and seeing, like, King Kong and Naomi Watts on, like, an ice skating rink at Central Park. And I was like, what the fuck happened between then and now?
A beautiful romance,
yeah,
that's what.
Point A, point
exactly, like, when last I saw you, you were running from dinosaurs, and now you're ice skating together?
Do you know what I heard,
oh,
by the way, in that remake they're doing now?
Oh, the Skull Island or whatever?
Right. They can't call it King Kong.
Why?
Because...
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Warner's has the rights to King Kong.
Apparently, there is some weird legal thing where they can only refer to it in the titles and to the creature itself as Kong.
That feels like something that, like,
one of the cast members
debunked.
Said... I'm just saying one of the cast members said
that. That just feels like something
that
someone...
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a myth, but that's
debunking
what he says.
Us.
I'll look into this later.
You know, when we got lunch. No, I heard
yeah.
him say it on a podcast.
Anyhow.
So I don't think I've fallen asleep, like, very rarely in any situation when the TV is on. Like,
yeah.
I'm just not that kind of person.
I would have to be tired as fuck,
too.
I think, to, like, fall. Like, I'd have to be, like, up for 24
yeah.
hours
yeah.
and, like, be like, let's go see a movie, and then just, like, crash.
Likewise.
Like, it's
yeah.
almost
I mean,
impossible.
Maybe when I'm, like, 50. Like,
that's, oh god, I don't,
right?
I can't watch movies with my mom anymore because of that. Like, if we go to movies in a theater, my mom will just, like, fall asleep and, like, she'll, like,
shoot,
snore softly, and my dad will elbow her and she'll go, like, ah! Just, like, wake up. Hi, mom.
My mom
fell
asleep during Ghostbusters. That was harsh.
You told me that.
I took her to see the new
don't
Ghostbusters.
You see you're helping the MRAs when you
yeah.
fall asleep in Ghostbusters, mom?
Keep pry your goddamn lids open.
I'm gonna see this. It's actually really funny. She fell asleep during it. I think she does. She, like, liked it, but you just can't fucking keep her eyes open.
When I was home over the summer the last time, my mom had rented Deadpool from Netflix,
oh.
and she wanted to see it. We tried watching it three fucking times, and she kept falling asleep, and I was like, after the second time, I was like, I liked this movie, but I cannot watch it, like, the first 40 minutes of this again. Like, you have to watch it on your own and tell me how you feel. Because,
yeah.
like, I can't do this anymore.
I enjoyed that movie, too.
My dad falls asleep to the TV every... Nice.
I like to do that, though.
That has to be something that you just get used to.
I can't imagine, like, not having the wherewithal to, like, be like, I'm done watching things and turning the TV off.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, put something on to, like, drift off to.
I can only do it if it's something I know very well. Like, I will do
Likewise.
It with, like, The Simpsons, because I've seen The Simpsons episodes, like, hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can just put it on and it's just, like, noise in the background.
Yeah.
I also find how I watch something is very different if I'm watching it alone... Or I'm watching it, like, in a theater versus at home. If I'm watching
yeah.
if I'm watching something on my own in my own room, the chances of me picking up something else and trying to, like, engage in two different kinds of media at the same time is so high. And it's actually a habit I'm trying to break. Where I'll be like, well, I have this movie on, but I kind of want to do this other thing on my phone.
I would never dream of breaking that habit. Like, I do that all the time. But, like, I can't... Like, I know that when I go to a movie, like, that's when I want to be immersed in the movie.
Well, and you also paid $15 to be there.
Well, yeah,
right?
I paid
you
money,
you better drink it
you
up.
You also can't, like, you're also not allowed to because it's rude as fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, that is the part of the experience. You're going to see a movie with people. Another thing is, I've never gone to a movie by myself. I will not.
I have.
Like, I don't have
a few
people.
Times.
I have. It's...
It's like it's something I do if I just really want to see it and no one else wants to.
I just won't see it in theaters. I'll see it somewhere else. Because like
take yourself on a date.
I tried to go to a concert by myself and
I wouldn't do that.
I left before the band came on because I was like, I'm so bored.
Yeah, that, I understand that. But like I saw X-Men Apocalypse by myself and I was right to do it.
I'm so sorry.
I was right to not drag you guys into it with me.
Yeah, well, I watched it later. And...
Yeah, I just won't go to it by myself because it's not like I'm not getting the movie what I pay for. I pay for like a community, and it's not just like strangers. Like, it's helpful to have like.
I guess what I'm finding though is as much as I, as often as I indulge in that thing of almost kind of like distracting myself with another form of media while a movie or a show is playing, I kind of do want to break it because I find myself being like, oh, I missed something. Let me just rewind. And like, you could just sit there and watch it. That's why you put it on. Like, why am I distracting myself?
Yeah, but I just rewind it. Yeah. I'll do that. Like, I was trying to watch Luke Cage a bunch of times and I was trying to I don't know, type something, or I was talking to friends, and I was like, oh, wait, what? I had to rewind the conversation, like, 8 times one time, because I was like, this is a really important block to tell, and I can't, like, I've rewinded a minute, and I'm like, all I have to do is sit here and not turn away for 1 minute. I could not do it. And, like, yeah, that's like, a very, like, kids these days thing, but, like, whatever, I got over it, and I got the bloody deal at the end of the day.
Do you ever also, especially, I mean, not to be, like, this on the nose about it, but, like... In this age of streaming and binge watching, I mean, with media in general, I find I get very fixated and then I want to power through as much of it as I possibly can.
No.
Kind of all at once.
I mean, sometimes.
How do you mean? Like, you want to binge watch everything?
Yeah, well, if I really get into something, yeah.
I see.
And I find myself slipping into, like, marathon viewings of whatever it is.
So,
really,
in general,
really easily.
Sometimes
so, like, when Jessica Jones came on, that's why I was like, I watched it in 2 days just because I was like, I need all of it.
Well, so the next thing I want to bring up is like specifically to like home media streaming, like when you're not going out and seeing it, or you're not seeing it with your friends or whatever. Like, because I know this is the case for some. I know that we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
First of all, you cannot stop watching a movie when you started.
Brendan,
right?
You, Brendan.
Yes. You, Brendan.
You, Brendan.
You told me that, like, if you start a movie, like, you've made a commitment when you started to finish it.
No, that's, like, my mom always says, if you pick someone, you gotta stick with them till the end of time.
Oh, see, like, I would never walk out of
and
a movie
And she's
theater.
Been married for, I don't know how many years.
I was like, where's that
going?
That's
hilarious.
Wait, so you even feel that way, like, if you're just sitting down to watch a movie? Like, even if...
Like, if it's on... if it's on TV and it's something I've seen a million times, like, if it's, like if it's Raiders Lost Ark, I can be like, oh, like,
right.
I'll leave after 10 minutes because I have to do something else, but I know how it is. If it's, like, if it's something that I just want to sort of get a feel for, like, on TV it's different. It's more like if I rent a movie or if I, like, borrow something from someone.
But
and
if
I,
you, like, open Netflix and you say... I watched
Yeah,
movie
exactly. Like it would have to be pretty goddamn terrible. Like I watched that whole fucking God, what was that? Remember we were looking at gay movies, the one that was based on the David Levithan book?
Oh.
Which one was that?
No Mean Eli's No Kiss
yes.
List, which was a terrible movie, but I watched the whole damn thing.
We watched so many ABC Family movies over the years.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yeah.
Awful movies.
But see, I guess that's what I'm wondering though, like, is there a tipping point of terribleness where you're like, I just don't want to sit through this anymore?
I mean, maybe Atlas Shrugged Part 3.
Oh.
But like,
God.
I do that all the time. I would never walk out of a movie that I paid to see in theaters.
Right.
But all the time do I say I'm done. So
yeah,
like,
me
and
too.
Also, I don't even watch movies in one sitting a lot of the time if it's on Netflix. Like a lot of times I'll go to bed and it's like, oh, I have 30 minutes before I want to wind down. I'll watch like some of this movie. I tried to watch the Coen Brothers, what's it, Inside Llewyn Davis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
I tried to watch
movie.
That movie 10 times, and I just gave up. I was like, fuck it, I'm never going to finish
it. It just was not pulling you in.
I don't know why. It was the Coen Brothers. It was about folk music.
Yeah,
it was about Oscar Isaac.
It had Oscar Isaac, and he's very attractive.
Very.
And I was just like, this is just...
In fact, I would say he's especially sexy in that movie.
It's just a terrible experience all around for me.
Wow.
I couldn't...
You couldn't get into it.
I was gonna like, oh, I'll drift off to this. And I watched about 5 minutes, and I was like, fuck this, I'm going to YouTube.
I also, I
watch
mean, I...
goofy cat videos.
I find that, like, my urges, or my, like, I was like, oh, I feel like watching this now... can be very subject to change sometimes, and I'll start a movie and I'm like, I don't really feel like this, I want to do something else, and then just switch. Like, I don't feel bound to stay in that.
That almost never happens to me.
Yeah, when it comes to stuff that I'm watching at home by myself, or like things I've seen before, it's very much like a cherry picking thing. Like,
exactly.
when I rewatch a movie that I've seen, I don't want to watch the whole movie usually. Like, I just want to, like, I have nights sometimes where I just, like, YouTube clips, like, this part of Shooting Stars where, like, this funny thing happened, where this bit happened, or, like, that scene in Bringing Up Baby where Katharine Hepburn does X. Like, I just want to see that again. So I'll rewatch stuff a lot, but, like, it's very specific stuff. I don't feel the need to watch the rest of the movie that I've chosen to, like, rewatch or revisit. But yeah, I mean, plenty of times I'll start something and be like, this is fucking awful, and I just have to stop.
What, can you think of something recently that happened?
No, because honestly...
Aside from Lewin Davis.
It's sort of hard to get me to watch new things. Like, I sort of go to these things where I go on Netflix and I might add things to my list and then, like, never watch them.
There are things that have been in my Netflix, like, list for, like, years.
I'm going to open Netflix right now and just take a look at it, because I want to see what I've, like... I'm going to check my recently watched and also my, watch list.
It's funny, too, because it's like, I really should just splash out and try this new thing. But I'm like, yeah, but you know how this other thing can make you feel. Go for that.
Yeah, my Netflix queue is very hard to access on this, but what I was watching recently was Drama World.
Yeah, I hear that one's pretty good.
It's, what? I don't know. I watched, like, it's like, I didn't realize that it was like a 15-minute show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm done. I watched one episode. It was like, do you want to start episode two? No, I don't. And then Leap Year, I made it about 30 minutes.
Oh, is that the one with fucking What's-Her-Face?
Yes.
Amy Adams, fucking Irish guy.
I've seen Leap Year before in its entirety.
Matthew Good, right?
Yes.
Matthew Good's the guy.
It's an okay movie.
It's not, it's the stupidest premise for a romantic comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. With, like, the whole, like...
Is that she has to wait for a leap year to, like, propose to him, right?
Yes, that's, like, the only time that you're allowed to... Anyway.
Which they try to set up as, like, a thing everyone knows, but we're like, no.
I love that.
But they're like, everyone knows this is the only time a woman can ever propose to a man.
So I was watching it again because I remember I'd seen it, and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is awful, and I'm pretty sure I thought it was awful at the time, but, like, let me see if I still think it's awful.
And it was.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I've put... So this movie... Some of these have been on my playlist, on my list for, like, years. I'm never gonna watch them. Like...
How often do you feel like you seek something out to see what your opinion is of it now? A movie or a TV show or something like that?
There's a lot of movies that I want to do that too that I haven't done. There's one specifically that I...
But do you know what I mean? Because
it's on my tongue, but I can't remember what it is.
I think it's interesting because, you know, our tastes and reactions to things, of course, change as we get older. But I feel like it doesn't occur to people very often to kind of, like, retry a movie.
There's a lot of movies,
you know what I mean?
That I, like, want to use you guys as, like, a control group for because, like...
Like a sounding board?
Yeah, like, I don't want to, like... I want to put a co-sign on them.
Hit us with some titles.
When I was a kid, I used to rent this movie. I know you have my like renting history about how like The Place Near Me was like two movies for a dollar every weekend. I used to do this all the time. So I've seen so many movies, and they're like all.
Rag.
I mean, just a lot of shit movies.
Yeah.
But like, because I would rent whatever. But there was one, a very early Tom Hanks before he was playing like all American good guys, called Volunteers, where he plays like a rich asshole. And, like, I think I remember renting it more than once and thinking, like, this is a funny movie. But I don't know if I still think it's funny as an adult.
Let's just watch The Burbs instead.
Yeah, but let's find out. I would be interested to know.
It has a subtitle gag that's similar to the one in Fatal Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Yeah. This is true. So, you know, not a guarantee that it's a good movie. But, yeah, there's a lot of movies that I've rewatched, for sure. Like, when you see something as a kid and you want to, like... check it out again.
Yeah. Or even sometimes there's like there are movies that I was like holding in such high esteem when I was like in college and that I would like, I wanted to see like, how do you feel on the other side of that experience?
I think there are movies that I'm not going to go back on even though I know better now. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, completely.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? When I was a kid, I liked Tommy Boy and I'm not going to go back and say Tommy Boy is a stupid movie. It made me laugh when I was a kid.
Sure.
And it's a special place in my heart.
I'm judging
now.
You.
I'm judging you.
Not the bees. Bees! Sorry. Still makes me laugh.
Okay.
Do you ever find that you...
Inside the car.
That you, like, force yourself to watch something you would otherwise not want to watch? Just, for, like, for any reason? Of just, like, a deal of, like, well, I've heard this is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Or, like an eating your vegetables thing?
Yeah, like,
all the time.
Oh, this is supposed to be, like, high art and everyone's talking about it. I should feel this experience out.
My fifth attempt at watching Inside Llewyn Davis was that, like, everyone says this movie is really good. I have to watch Inside Llewyn Davis. I like the Coen brothers. I must like this movie, and then I eventually said, you know, enough is enough.
That's why I just don't watch Woody Allen movies.
Yeah.
But, like, I've liked some Woody Allen movies.
I like Annie Hall, and that's it.
You don't like the one that he's not in? With,
Come Again?
What the fuck's it called? With the guy that comes out of the movie theater.
Oh, Cairo.
Purple Rose of Cairo. Yeah.
Purple Rose of Cairo.
I've never seen that one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I wouldn't mind seeing, what is it, like, Bullets Over Manhattan?
Bullets Over Broadway.
Broadway. That's it.
Manhattan's a different movie. Yeah, Manhattan's also a good movie, by the way.
I like Manhattan. I get it. Look, I get it.
He's dating
a woman who's his own age and having an affair with a younger woman and then wants to have an affair with another younger woman.
Yeah.
It's every fucking movie. I get it. He's an old Jewish guy who likes young women.
I will say, I think his better movies are ones where he's not so much the focal point.
His better movies are the ones where he's not in them at all.
Yeah.
And there's instead Jason Biggs playing Woody Allen.
Like, I enjoy... I enjoyed what was that one? Paris at Midnight?
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, no, a lot of people told me that. I didn't care.
There's an interesting sub-point here that I don't want to dwell on, really, but, like, you could have ethical reasons to not watch Woody Allen movies.
No, that's certainly true.
Completely.
And, I mean, I could argue that that's why I'm not watching them, but it wouldn't be true. It would just be because I don't care for them. It's, like, the same thing, like... There are ethical reasons why I ought not watch Roman Polanski movies, but I really like Rosemary's Baby. So, like, it's hard because it's a good movie, but, like, he's a monster. So,
Do you want to watch recently?
I can't rationalize
it. Just, like, in the spirit of, like, let's watch a horror movie because it's October. Mm-hmm. Repulsion.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's done a lot of movies that I like. It's just, like... I feel like that's another topic entirely. Is like, how do you reconcile that'll be another discussion
yeah, topic.
Anyhow, so yeah. what else do you have topics?
So,
I guess we talked a little bit about binge watching.
Yeah.
Is there, like, I don't know that I've ever felt the need to, like, I've spaced out things that I watch. I've never binge watched, really.
We did Stranger Things. Remember how we did, over two nights?
But, like, I think there needs to be someone else motivating me to do it. Like, when it's us and we were, like, did that with Game of Thrones, where it was we've got to watch all of Game of
Thrones. We did, like,
Thrones.
Three seasons in, like, a week or something.
It was intense.
It was.
Like, that was because there was
a party. Wow, did you guys, like, leave your room?
Unfortunately, we had to go to work.
Like, we didn't start Luke Cage together. It was just me watching Luke Cage. And I watched Luke Cage in a very, like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And, like, I watched, like, an episode here and there.
And
there were times when I was like, I have to actually, like, as a chore, I must sit down and watch it and watch Luke Cage.
I just feel... Like, I just want to devour it when I really like something. Like, I just want to more.
I liked Luke Cage enough, but, like, I don't know that... I mean, maybe... I'm not sure if it was, like, Luke Cage wasn't the show that I was going to binge.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that I do have to pay attention to when I watch them. Like, no matter what. Like, there's... I think it's hard to grab my attention sometimes. Like, Luke Cage is probably... Like, I was, like, happy to distract myself or, like, do something else at the same time. But, like, if I was to, like, go back and say, there's this, like, three-part or six-part, I don't remember, it's a miniseries called Bob and Rose by the guy that did this book.
Yeah.
And I love it so much. I, like, love it a lot. And if I decided I wanted to watch Bob and Rose again, I would, like, stop everything and I would just watch Bob and Rose because I like the show and I would want to, like, I haven't seen it in a long time. I'd want to remember everything.
How long is each episode?
Like, an hour.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because if it was, like, a half hour and it's six episodes, then you end up with, like, basically a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a drama.
Okay, I was just curious like how much of a time commitment it was to watch the new series.
Yeah. I don't remember how many episodes there are, but I think it's probably six. I think a lot happens.
I mean,
in
that feels
show.
Like it sounds right.
Yeah.
Right?
If I can plug Bob and Rose, it's a really great show.
I mean, if we're doing plugs, I would like to plug Orphan Black that I binged last week.
Yeah.
I watched all seasons across 7 days.
I can't really think of shows that I've binged by myself. And this is my next question, I think. Like, my habits change immensely if I'm with people or if I'm not with people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case for you?
Completely. I'm so much more likely...
How do you mean? I'm sorry.
Like, I was excited and happy to sit down and watch Stranger Things in, like, big, massive 3 or 4 episode chunks over the couple nights. But, like, I would not have chosen
So if it was just you on your own, you would have broken
I would
up
have
in, like 2 weeks or something.
Do this, and I'm like, now I want to play some Overwatch, or, like,
I see.
I'm going to read a book.
Do you think that part of that is, like, you have that freedom to indulge in that, so you can space it out according to what you want, whereas maybe in a group, it's like, well, we're all in this together, let's keep going.
Yeah, and maybe if I didn't like Stranger Things as much, like, maybe
so
I would have felt like it was more of a chore, but it didn't feel like a chore to sit down and watch all of those episodes.
See, I mean, I feel like if we were sitting down and we had, like, watched the first episode and I was like, oh, this is really good, and you were like, meh, like, I would probably go off on my own and watch all the next ones.
But
and,
you've
like,
done that. Like, right. I told you I didn't watch season 2 of Kimmy Schmidt.
Right.
Like, it came out and we could have easily, like, both watched it together, but, like... Yeah. I think it came on, and you were, like, out here, and you put on season 2, episode 1, and I was like, I don't want to stop playing Overwatch.
Mm.
And then, like, in, like, 2 days, like, I'm done with Kimmy Schmidt, and I was like, all right, I'll get to it someday.
No, I still it's like how you've done with it. Luke Cage, how I have not yet gotten to Luke
Cage.
Yeah,
and, like, I liked season 1 of Kimmy Schmidt. There's no reason why I don't want to watch
it. But it's like, you have to come to it in your own time.
Yeah, like, I also feel like, I honestly feel like... overwhelmed when I think about, you know, sometimes like I have to catch up on New Girl, like I never stopped liking New Girl or Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I just stopped lost track of them. No, yeah, it's the same thing. I would love to see like the rest of New Girl and Brooklyn Nine-Nine because
I
want to
see the crossover
shows.
But isn't it funny that it almost feels tougher to get back into it?
Well, because like it's just like it's like it's it just spirals out of control because like now you're thinking like, okay, there's been like what 2.5 seasons probably since I've watched,
like, well, that seems daunting. I don't want to put in that work.
God, I gotta take a sick day.
I know, right? Exactly. It's like I need to have an entire weekend where I just like sit in my apartment and watch TV.
It's crazy that that thought process goes there, because it's like ostensibly it's just for your enjoyment.
It is.
So then when you start framing it as like, oh god, it's gonna be like such a chore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like the fear of like continuity lockout. You just feel like there's too much to get caught up on.
It's like, I mean, like, it's like eventually probably at some point I will feel like, you know what, I'd like to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine today and like just start watching it again.
Yep.
But like it just, I have to get to that point. Like, it just has to happen organically.
I find,
I'm glad we actually started Channel Zero, because, like, I've been thinking about that, like, all week. And, like, every night I go home and I'm like, maybe I'll take 5 seconds to Google Channel Zero and, like, find it and watch it. And then I just did not do it.
I'm glad you did, because it would have taken me longer, I think, to start watching it.
I think it's more enriching an experience when you kind of are watching shit with other people. Because it does transform it into less of a, okay, I'm a weirdo binging this on my own, which is me.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like, I feel like I can bounce my thoughts off other people.
No, it's like when we were watching Channel Zero and, like, there was a creepy thing happened. I was like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because, like,
but
it's nice to have that.
I also find that with, like, the larger the group of people watching something, I am much more likely to, like, just talk over whatever is happening on screen.
I know.
And it's... I know that you know this, but I just... From life. But it's,
we have more than 3 people. It's, oh, there goes Chris again.
Yeah, kind
performing
of.
Performing his
right
antics.
In his mouth.
Well, it's not that I'm not, it's honestly not me trying to perform. It's just like, I almost feel like it's rude for me to not engage.
It's rude for me to not say things.
I know, but like.
With so many people trying to watch the movie, it would be improper if I didn't shout things.
It makes no sense.
But I almost
feel like, I know, but I had these thoughts too, where I was why is that your compulsion when there's this many people? But it's almost kind of like, well, if it's this many people, it's almost more of a social event, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I should give someone some kind of attention.
I think it also depends on, like, what the movie is. Like, if it's us doing this, like, we watched the movies twice.
Yeah,
it's like, the first time we watch it, we're usually paying pretty good attention to what's happening.
Yeah.
And the second time, if it's us, we might have another person here.
Right.
And then it's just sort of like, we can joke about the movie a little bit. We can, like, bring something up and get distracted for a while. And so, like, but if it's, like, a movie where I was like, guys, like, this movie was really hilarious. Like, we have to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, then it's more like, we should probably pay attention to it as opposed to, like,
there's a good, like, I think among most, definitely the people that I watch movies with on a regular basis, and I think among most, like, I don't know, like, socially normal people, like, you kind of know the vibe, like, you kind of know, like, when you're gonna watch a movie where it's cool to talk and where it's not cool to talk. And I personally really I actually really like talking during movies, like, when it's within the, like, the bounds of, like, propriety,
when it's acceptable.
I like doing it, and it's not like I don't feel the need to, or like, feel compelled to do, like, an MST3K riffing of it. I just want to, like, I wanted to watch Channel Zero and be like, ooh, there's a spooky man in the corner. Like, you know what I mean? And be like, we watch the Babadook and we all, like, freak out on something. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like,
we do, and I do find that when it is, I mean, there have been movies when, I think, when we know that the mission, unspoken or not, is, like, to enjoy that movie.
Yeah.
We do shut the fuck up for the most part.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think even when you're enjoying a movie, like, sometimes just doing that little, like, or, like, that's a good joke. That's a good song. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that is a good song.
But sometimes you do, like, having that, it's like when a song ends at a concert and everyone claps and cheers and says woo, it's like,
right.
It's our way of acknowledging that, like, it works.
Yeah. It's good to do that with it. Like, people do that in, like, you know, when Star Wars in the theater comes out. It's like day one, and people are like,
"Oh!"
Like,
start cheering like when the music starts.
Han Solo comes in for the first time,
and everyone claps.
Hey, I actually I don't know if you guys noticed this, but like I actually clap regardless of any people in the room when I find something really funny sometimes.
Yeah, really? No, I've noticed that. Obviously, like, by this point.
Yeah.
I've noticed it.
Because it's interesting.
Have you never noticed me do that?
Yeah, she does it a lot.
I guess I haven't.
I think it was, like, a habit I picked up when I was watching. Like, you know, you just see things that people do and you, like...
Mm-hmm.
So there was an outtake.
You kind of map it onto yourself.
There was, like, an outtake from some TV show that I watched where, like, somebody was, like, trying to hold it together when someone else was riffing really good. And, like, the director yelled cut, and the person just immediately broke down laughing. And then she was, like, crouched over, and she just really, like this. And, like, I was, like, that's a good, like, you
I
know,
see that.
One clap. It's be, like, that's a good, that's, I like that. It's funny.
See, that's what
I do snaps.
like it's a poetry slam.
Yeah.
I actually find I laugh less when I'm watching something on my own.
I
think that's a rule.
Well, I think that's
when there's, but it's like, I just don't laugh, and I'm like, oh, that was really funny.
Yeah.
But then it's just so much easier for me to do that in the presence
of
people.
Right, because, like, you're feeding off of people. Like, that's how it is. Like, this is, look, guys, movies are like a strange dream, right? Like, you go into the dark, and you have this shared dream with everyone, and you come out back into the daylight, and it's like you've woken up, and you're like, was this real? We were watching images projected on
screen. Did you give him one of the gummies?
But guys,
he could have taken his own gummy.
Yeah,
I still have a lollipop. But guys, like, movies are a dream, right?
But like, there's this thing that happens. And like, I don't know if it's because we have really similar sense of humor, or like we have like we've been friends for a long time. But like, we often laugh at the same things simultaneously in movies that like not everyone finds as funny as we do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
I've noticed that.
Yeah,
we have to see Popstar, guys, as a group.
I want to see
Popstar.
Yeah,
Popstar. It's really funny.
It is.
I own it. Yeah,
legit.
But like,
it's good.
Oh, by the way, that's just one of those things
good.
That yeah. That is good. We're talking about watching habits, things that like I keep meaning to see.
Yeah.
I need to get John Wick off of you.
Oh yeah, I will watch John Wick.
More people keep telling me I gotta see John Wick.
We can all watch it sometime too, because I really like John Wick.
Didn't the trailer for the new one's out? I think
I haven't seen it. It could be.
It's
something that like I'm interested in hearing how it does, but it's not. I did not really leave the end of John Wick being like, I can't wait for the next one. Like, it's a neat world that they've created, and like I'm excited to like go back into it, but it's not something that I'm like, holy
interesting.
Shit. Yeah,
I do want to see that.
Oh, it's cool.
I also do. I mean, just as a little bit of a sidebar here, I feel like the three of us do need to more regularly make dates to watch movies we really do just want to see.
I mean, we can wrap this shit up now.
Didn't I name one movie that I wanted to do that with, and I can't remember what it was.
I forgot. Was it Fatal Instinct?
No, it wasn't Fatal Instinct.
Well, because when I was watching...
Oh, Strange Days. I feel like Strange Days has some relevance today that I want to, like, watch. Because I haven't seen it in a long time. I think it's a really good thriller.
It's been a long time since I've seen
it's
it.
So good. But an example of the kind of weird thing, right, that, like, I remember watching this in Romita comedy class. That I took a class in how to write romantic comedies.
Yep, it was
but,
great.
Like, we watched Roman Holiday. And I had seen Roman Holiday before, so I don't remember ever noticing this line all the times that I've seen it on, like, TCM. But, like, we were watching it together as a class, and, like, when the princess goes missing, they're, like, they're having, like, this meeting, and, like, one of them...
Sorry.
I just remembered it.
I know exactly what you're gonna say. Yes, go ahead.
The general or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
like, is
that was like a Wonder Twins moment for you guys.
We've got to like, we've got this situation. I'm giving you this document. It's top crisis secret.
Just top crisis. Just like it's top like a 4-year old like putting together 4 words to be like, guys, our new club is gonna be
top crisis secret.
So no girls.
And like, Brent and I were the only people.
I still can't believe we were the only people who thought that was hilarious.
It's funny though. It just sounds so
top
silly.
Top crisis secret. Like, it wasn't a laugh line, obviously.
No, like, it was supposed to be, like, relatively,
so
like, dry and, like, normal, but it was just such a goofy thing to say.
It is a really goofy thing to say.
And it's weird that, like, when I was by myself, it never struck out at me, but, like, being in a room of people, like, I was just like, I don't know, it was hilarious at the time.
Wow.
Top crisis
Top
secret.
Crisis
Top
secret.
Crisis secret. I did have that moment, actually, when I was in high school and I went to go see Punch Drunk Love with a few friends. And we were laughing
that
at
that was his most funny role.
We were laughing at parts of that other people were, like, stone-faced about. And I was like, really?
That happened to Ghostbusters when the three of us went.
Yeah. I feel like it's weird that Ghostbusters... I feel like Ghostbusters is really sort of ideally, like, my kind of comedy. Like, there's just things about that work really well for me. And I can see, like, why other people might not find it funny.
But I thought the three of us were, like, drinking in so many moments that I was like, why aren't people into this?
Yeah, no, I think it, like, hits all my buttons pretty much.
Red Letter Media did this, and other people have probably done it too, said this thing about the movie, and it makes me so angry, because they compare it, and they compare it to the original, and they say, like, oh, the original is so witty, and this one is so, like, broad, and I'm like, no, incorrect. Like, they have a range of humor in both of them. Like,
yes,
there's, like, visual gags in both. There's a fucking blowjob gag in the original Ghostbusters.
I'm gonna say, like, I don't think you can sum up either of those movies as, like, this one was broad, this one was witty.
But, like,
all of them had those elements.
Yeah, like, it's not a broad humor when, like, they're...
No, it's a broad humor because they're all women.
But, like, it's not a broad joke at all when, like, that my favorite bit in the movie when, like, the first guy that calls him to the mansion and, like, the guy, like... And then, like... The
oh, yeah, like, that's Ed Jr., yeah.
He died 10 years ago, and they're like, wait, who's that? It's Ed Jr., that's clearly who I meant.
It was good. I mean, there were a lot of, like, bigger, like, more ridiculous jokes, but there were a lot of, like Zach Woods' like, tour of the house.
I was gonna say, we were all, like, falling apart.
Oh, yeah,
immediately.
The first joke about the anti-Irish fence.
I still thought...
About to get shot.
I thought somebody was gonna kill us all.
Just for clarity, Lee thought maybe a gentleman who sat in the row in front of us had smuggled in a weapon.
Someone came in after the movie theater had darkened. Someone entered the movie alone... male person with like a long like a long object that looked like a rifle. It was an umbrella. But like I just saw this like weird guy come in by himself, sit by himself in front of us. I was like, this is weird, a guy by himself in the movie theater, and he's got this like thing, and it wasn't raining that night. I was like, oh, like, and I was just like staring down like, what is that?
But maybe
thing?
You were also kind of thinking about how this has happened recently, of people shooting up
movie theaters. And I was like, if anyone's gonna shoot up a movie, if any disgruntled white man is gonna shoot up a movie theater,
it's gonna be Ghostbusters.
Female Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, like, we were... Okay, then Brendan and I were just, like, howling with laughter through that opening monologue.
I mean, I remember hearing the anti-Irish bit.
Yeah, like, and it was...
First joke, and when I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm good.
It was
like,
just cutting me up, but then I feel like other people in the theater were just kind of like, oh, haha.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Guys!
So fucking guys!
The Irish are hilarious, and we hate them.
Anywho.
That's a good place to... You missed my attempt at an Irish accent.
To wrap it on up.
Yeah, I think that's probably about it. I think we had a shorter one, but I think we had a nice...
We had a good rollicking conversation.
Yeah, we belittled the Irish, so I'm content to call it a night.
At that point in the evening.
Before we wrap it up, I do just want to make a call to our tens of listeners.
Sure.
If anyone wants to rate or review us on iTunes, that would be really wonderful.
I've been trying to tell people to do that, like, every single episode.
Hey, could you just, like, throw us 5 stars?
Just throw us 5 stars, or not. You know, give us an honest review, but it would just be great if...
No, keep it to yourself if you don't like us.
If you could start to
maybe... If you hate listening to us, I don't want to hear it.
If you hate listening to us, I'd like to direct you to many other podcasts who are better for hate listening.
I'll be the first to, like, let me offer my Donald Trump request for reviews. Give us a review if it's going to be 5 stars. I'll gladly accept reviews.
I think the system is rigged if you give us a bad review.
What if it's 4 stars? That's still a good review.
No, that's not good enough for Trump.
Sue you. If you give a 4-star review, I will sue you.
If you do that for us, more people can hopefully encounter our podcast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sam.
Yeah.
Head over to the website. We're posting drink pieces. We're posting new content.
Yeah. I'll stay here. It might have to be up by this time.
At this point,
it's good pressure. Yeah. I'll be doing one on Cool as Ice.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say also, wasn't the website supposed to be like updated by...
Maybe.
It may be updated by this point with bios. Maybe with new art.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah, the new art. That's it.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Well,
Meh.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're done. We're done here. Let's all go home.
We're gonna buy it out sleepily.
Yep.
Sleepily?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the challenge.
Alright.
Boom.
Bye!